Kapitsada.
Salam alaikum.
Alaikum, not seen you. Well,
Baruch Hashem, I've been going to Eish Kodesh for the Shia.
Yes, you have?
I've been going to Eish Kodesh, yeah.
Oh, brave man.
I don't know.
You go for Shachris?
I went for Shachris, yeah. I went yesterday, and the Rav didn't appear, so I missed half the Shia. So I didn't want to miss have the same experience. So I'm zooming it at home.
This week it's only on Zoom this week.
Oh, it's this week he's doing it on Zoom only.
Only on Zoom, because the rabbi has to be in Bidud.
I didn't know. Thank you for telling me.
He sent an email the other day.
I didn't see it.
Okay. So now you know.
And now I know. Ashkoya, thank you very much. It's good to see you, Reb David.
Yeah, absolutely. Same here. Good to see an Englishman now and then.
Gold is green or edgeware.
Yeah, it's all the same stuff. Everybody's incognito today. We got three dummies in the telephone and us two. A face from Shrel, which is it's a human face. Oh, it's so nice to see a human face. I must be muted. No, I'm not muted. Can't hear you.
That's Mr. Chaser. From Golden Screen.
Yeah, Monday today.
That's right, the unchaining.
L'chaim, everybody.
L'chaim to you.
L'chaim.
Boker tov, Rabbi.
Boker tov, good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Rabbi Sir.
Good to see everybody, and everybody from everywhere.
Okay. Absolutely. You got a full deck this morning.
Well, I hope I have a full deck. Beseder, we're going right into the sugi of Yesurim, trying to understand the Shoresh, trying to understand the application. Obviously, it's a very negative sugi. Huh? So let's just, I'll get the Mechubad with muting all. So are we recording? We're recording. Okay, fine. So trying to understand the purpose of suffering, trying to understand the application, how one goes about doing this. And of course, we're living in times that could be described as Yesurim. Not one person today is free-flowing. Everybody has his limitations, has his Yesurim. Some people more chas v'chilil, some people less, but everybody is living with some kind of, you feel that you're under the whip. So it's very nageya, and it's a subject one has to, it's not a theoretical subject we have to learn. We have to understand that as well, for sure. We have to understand the principles, but the application is what we're dealing with now. One has to work oneself a little bit. Okay. Reish Nun Beis, I believe we're holding at the bottom there. Yeah. Fine. So one of the big reasons we said for Yesurim is that it brings on back to Hashem. When a person's forgotten what his purpose is, he gets distracted with all sorts of other pulls and tuggings. So it's Dafka the Yesurim that gets him to stop and reevaluate and come back to the Boyer. That's how we ended off in the last paragraph, then Ration and Base, and I'm starting right at the bottom. In Reil Avir, Tachlis Yisrim Eini Li Groim Liudi Li Yoish Tzoak Umitlonen Al Masha Over Alot. The purpose of Yisurim is not to get a person to shout and complain about what he went through. Yudi Tzarech Li Yoish Moidol Over. The Jew is supposed to say thank you for what he's been through. I'll call Masha Over. Even if what he went through was very, very difficult, We know that everything we go through ultimately is for our good. So therefore, a person's not supposed to complain what he's been through. He's supposed to say, thank you. Sakata yudihi tomit oidesasid. The pleas, the shouts, the tefillahs, and I'm using that word very expansively to include all the lashonis, the 10 lashonis of tefillah. The tefillahs of a Jew is always on the future. Chazal tell us in their usually very terse terms that this yosod, a nice and hoider shelaava, but soik losid lavo. Person should always say thank you for what he's been through, and then to shout for what he wants in the future. Yudi ainut soik alaava. Everything's always for the good. Therefore, he always says thank you for what he's been through. We'll see in the beginning that's not so simple. that's easy to thank you. You know, you're in pain, it's difficult, you're surim, and you have to say thank you. But you have to do it. You have to do it. That's called auto-suggestion. The more you say it, the more it goes in, and the more it becomes real. You actually start feeling the chorus of toy for what you've been through. It's not enough to just say, well, I can't really say it, and it's too difficult, and how can you say thank you for this pain and suffering that I've been through? Okay, but at the first, you don't have to mean it, but you have to do it. You have to do things. So a lot of people don't do the moide ala ovo because it's too hard. In Achinam, it's very hard, especially if you want to do it with a leiv sholem. So don't do it with a leiv sholem. Do it with your lips. And slowly, slowly, you ask for help, slowly, slowly that penetrates in and you actually start feeling that chorus of toy. Especially if you've learned a lot of what we've learned here and you understand that the Yisurim is more mudad, it's very measured, and it's dafka for our good. So that's a very important yasod. We say thank you for yesterday and we scream about tomorrow. Kereshenifta b'noi shel bala p'nei menachem b'gur b'ar yazatzal b'nisrim v'sheva shanim v'nichnasti l'nachamoy. So he went to be Menachem Oval, the Pnei Menachem, when his son was Nifta. Shmaati mimeni milim katsaroi, sumhem elamadati perik b'inyan kabolis yasurim v'ahava. I heard a few words from him that was a ganze lesson in kabolis yasurim v'ahava. V'kacho ime. And he said like this, Boruch Hashem, ayiti lanu schia. Boruch Hashem had a big merit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu nosen lanu 27 shana. Hashem gave us 27 years. Yesh lanu nes shanachni yudim. Baruch Hashem, we Jews. It's a miracle. Acheris hinu mit achzorim al atzmeinu. Mitzi sheyegimel yomim lebechi v'zayin laveilois. If we weren't yidden, if it wasn't for the miracle we'd be yidden, we'd be very mit achzorim al atzmeinu, very cruel to ourselves. We have Baruch Hashem. We have a thing called Hilchas Avelus. You have to cry for 3 days. 7 days is for Avelus. V'kachu imshich b'dvarav ad sheyetzati bar gosha kilu hu menachem oti. You got to be menachem over somebody. He's been menachem you. B'dvarav l'mariti kebe'emes yesh tzav v'keiv. This tzav, this cave. Can't deny that. Can't deny that. Ah, kol tova. No, but there's pain. The Torah accepts it. The Torah wants us to feel our pain. That's why there's a thing called Shlesha Lebechi, Zayin Le'Aveilus. There's a thing called pain. I've had this pain. A person has to feel pain. The Torah wants you to mourn. You see, that's the Ratzon HaBoreh. Mitzvah Shiyeh Gimel Yomayim Lebechi V'Zayin Le'Aveilus. Yesh Tzav HaKeif. Ach Ein Zu Stira Lehoido Alava. But that's not a stira to saying thank you. Baruch Hashem, I had 27 years of this unbelievably beautiful, wonderful son. He says, thank you for what he had. Are you in pain now? You're suffering now? The Torah wants you to feel your pain. The Torah doesn't want you to lobotomize and say, no, call it tova, and then pretend that nothing's happening and push it out and lobotomize it and suppress it. No. Your feelings, you're supposed to feel your feelings, but it's not a steer to being able to have hoidah for what you have. I once had a Talmud, he was an alcoholic. Back in South Africa, when I dealt with people like that, so he He stopped. He was clean for 3 months, and then he relapsed. So he had a kesh with Rav Tversky. So he found Rav Tversky to tell him, hey, he's such a failure, and he failed, and whatever. And Rav Tversky said to him, why aren't you celebrating the 3 months that you were clean? Baruch Hashem, you gave yourself a 3 month hiatus. You were clean for 3 months at Gevaldik. Now you're in pain, you've relapsed, you know, a lot of pain, you feel like a failure. So we'll deal with that. But first you have to say thank you for the 3 months you were clean. That's a different mindset. But that's what Chazal is telling us. That's our Jewish look at the world. And it makes sense, because if everything's Latova, then ultimately it's good. So I want to say thank you for the good, even if I don't understand why it was good. Ah, you're in pain, so feel your pain. Gimel yomim lebechi v'zayin laveilus. For sure. Hein emes shehakei v'hatsa choydrim lelev. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, eini dorish mitanu shelo nagish es hakev. Avada, there's pain. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't say don't feel pain. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevakesh mitanu kach. This is what Hashem wants. This is the rotzen Hashem. V'anshe kodesh tiyun li. To anoshim kadoshim lo malochim. Hashem says you have to be anshei kodesh. You have to be holy people, not angels. Hashem doesn't need more angels. He's got as many as he wants, and if he isn't going to feel, make some more. But only you can give him you. You are the only person that can make you. Hashem can't even make you. You have to make yourself. Yesh miayin. You have to be anoshim kadoshim. Tagishu is a cave. New people feel pain. Achim kol zois tisamchu. But at the same time, you can be besimcha. Hakeiv shave lizbol yesh tmura. The sevel yesh tmura, sorry. There's a value here. The suffering is worthwhile. There's a payday. There's payback for the sevel. Ein shum tzah she'ubad. There's no tzah that gets wasted. Every second of tzah is precious to Hashem, and it has value, and you'll see the value. And it's all ma'od mechushban. You know, we make a mistake. We think that because Paro had a dream, Yosef came out of prison, right? That's how we learn the pasuk. Yosef was in prison, and Paro had a dream. So quickly, you know, the king called. So they quickly took Yosef out of prison to go and interpret Paro's dream. Beis Halevi says, punkt verkehrt, exactly the opposite. Yosef needed to come out of prison biduk at this time. Not a second later, not a second earlier. So Paro had to have a dream. It means Paro had a dream because Yosef needed to come out of prison. Not Yosef came out of prison because Paro had a dream. Paro had a dream because Yosef came out of prison. Yosef tzar that he was going through in the prison was medugda. Only so much and not a second longer. When the time came to end, it ended very quickly. Very quickly. Same as Klal Yisrael coming out of Mitzrayim. We had to come out to Yiduk when we came out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu rushed it, so we came out to Yiduk when we have to come out. There's no extra tzah. It's all medugdak. Bekol mida u'mida hu moided l'cho havim moided lo b'moid moid. That's the Chazal's interpretation of the posuk. Bekol moedecho. V'avtas Hashem elokecha b'chol levavcho b'chol nafshecho b'chol moedecho. What's moedecho? Say Chazal, bekol mida u'mida shu moided l'cho. With every measure, with every suffering that Hashem hands out to you, have a moedilo, b'moed moed. Be very, very grateful for that. So that's very difficult. Thank you for the pain. Thank you for the pain. God, person's got a terrible migraine. He's in excruciating pain. So yeah, he's in pain. He has to feel the pain. He has to know there's value to that pain, and there's pay for that pain. Big pay for that pain. But it's not a steer to the fact that he can say, thank you, Hashem, because if this is coming from you, then this is the best thing for me. Nuzeh kasheh. That's not... anybody understand how hard it is? That's very, very difficult. You have to start, like I've said many, many times, you have to practice. Start with the little things. Start becoming more and more aware of this with the little things. When you say the little things, and God forbid the big things come, you're more ready for it. I think I once heard from Rabbi Chaim Waksman, there was a woman, she was driving in the back of a car, where her husband was driving, and they were involved in a terrible car accident. And as the accident happened, as the boom happened, she screamed out, thank you, Hashem! In that moment, you scream, thank you, Hashem, how do you do that? So that comes with practice, that comes with training, so that you're ready. How did that train a fighter pilot? stick him in a flight simulator. You don't put him in a $50 billion aeroplane. You put him in a flight simulator. In that flight simulator, you train him and train him and train him until it becomes purely instinctual. It becomes, you wake him up at 2 o'clock in the morning, his eyes are closed, he's fast asleep, but he can fly a jet now with his instinct. The Tochen's the same thing. Hadvarim de le'il amurim rak klapi yudi achai umamim be'emunas uman betchias amaisim. There's another very important facet, a very important part of Taubah's whole Mahalach in Torah, was everything is tolu ultimately on the belief in Tchias HaMaisim. Olam Haba, Tchias HaMaisim, I'm not going to go into that discussion now, but sure, Tchias HaMaisim. Tchias HaMaisim, a very important part of a Jew's anhaga, Jew's belief, that we're going to have a thing called Tchias HaMaisim. The neshama is not just going to live without the goof. This is the Fishitas Ramban. I'm not going to the Rambam now. It's a complicated sugya. But also, sugya achshav, exactly what is Tchias HaMaisim? What's Olam Haba? Will there be a goof? No goof. Yes, goof. But one thing's for sure, there is Tchias HaMaisim. And that Tchias HaMaisim, there'll be a goof. The goof also has to have its reward. And you see, the neshama does have a slight chukka for its goof. We don't want to leave our goof so quickly. So, first the person has to have an amuna, a deep amuna in Tchias HaMaisim. Rakashi Yehudi Makiba, Korem Ole. Ki chayeni b'olam hazeh arim heima. First, a person has to recognize that his life in this world, in this situation that we're in, is temporary. It's like when a person's in his mother's womb. Do you think you're going to live there forever? No, that's one world. Then you finish that world, you come into this world. When you finish this world, you get born into the next world. This is just a passing phase, the same way as the womb is a passing phase. He's in the womb and he's growing and he's developing and he's becoming more and more ready in order to pass into this world. Right now we're growing and getting more and more ready for the life after Tchias HaMaisim. Then we'll be born into a new world. Into a new rectified world. This person who has deep imuna in Tchias HaMaisim is able to go through all the suffering in the world. Because he understands this is not the ultimate life. Right? This is real. I'm not saying this is not real. This is for sure real. This is what we're going through. But ultimately, we'll see how Yinu Kecholmim. We'll see that this is like a dream. A dream also feels very real. Very real. Whoa. You even have physical ramifications from dreams. You wake up sweating from a dream. You're shaking from a dream. But when you wake up, you realize, boom. First of all, you thought the dream took 16 hours and it was all over in 30 seconds. You look at your watch, you'll see you were dreaming for maybe like a minute. It felt like a lifetime. And second of all, you see it's a dream. It was a flash. That's this world. This world. Hayinu Kecholmim. Dreamers. So this world is a temporary world, but it's a real world. We have to utilize it properly. This world's real. This world's not a fantasy. That's why you can't say Shema in the bathroom, because this is a real world. This is real. Aval, at the same time, this is not the same way as the womb is a real world, but that's not the end. That's just the preparation. So to this world, it's real, but it's a preparation for the real, real world. This world, it's a preparation room to go into eternity, to go into the eternal existence. That's what we're waiting for. That's what Hashem wanted to give us. Not the reward in this world that Hashem created the world for. It's the reward in the next world. There's not enough pleasure in this world to give you the reward for one mitzvah. There isn't enough pleasure in this world to pay you for one mitzvah and one bit of yusuri. There isn't. Mitzvah Baha'i Al Malekah. There's no schar for rewarding this mitzvah. Can't be. You can get the payrus sometimes, the interest, yeah. In certain mitzvahs, you get the interest, the payrus of a keren, keren l'kayim l'olam haba, that you can only get there, because in this world there isn't enough pleasure. Take all the pleasure that ever was and ever will be in this world, and squeeze it into one moment. The pleasure in olam haba is bigger than that. One moment of olam haba. Never mind the whole olam haba, just the whiff of olam haba is more than all the pleasure in this world. So that's where we're going. That's where our passport stamp. That's where we have a visa to. That's where we're going. וחש שכל האויב עליו כאן בעולם הזה הוא חלק מתהליך הכנוסי והקשרוסי להיות מוכן לחיי הנצח. Person who lives with the imunah of the next world, he becomes more and more real with Olam Haba. Rav Avigdor Melin has a Moedika book on Olam Haba that took many collections. I don't think he wrote it. I think he was put it together maybe afterwards. It's called Rav Avigdor Melin on Olam Haba. It's in English. Somebody gave it to him as a present a few months ago, a year ago, whatever. It's Moedika. But who talks about Olam Haba? Who thinks about Olam Haba? Who thinks about Gehenim? Who talks about... Are you allowed to even mention the word today, Gehenim? Rav Melin Baruch Hashem wasn't scared to talk about it. That doesn't depress you. I don't know, it was a person, enormous chizuk. So then they collected together not all, but a big chunk of his shirim and his mahalach in understanding Olam Haba. And mamash mechazak, you read through that, you start working, and you start doing targilim, becoming more and more aware of the fact that, one second, we had it somewhere, we have a goal, you know, we're not here for this world, we're not here for the pleasures of this world. In Achinami, what I said yesterday, about this pleasure in this world, and you have to enjoy this world. Don't be a kaifetov and not enjoy the pleasures we have. For sure, a person has to enjoy the pleasures he has. That's simcha, that taking pleasure from the pleasures you have. For sure, Hashem gives you a pleasure. You have to enjoy it properly, like a connoisseur. But that's not why we're here. Those pleasures are just there to enable us to have the pleasure and the simcha and the nachas ruach to be able to be oivet Hashem better. If you can have an ice cream and you're able to learn an extra hour, for sure you should have the pleasure of an ice cream. You don't eat the ice cream for the ice cream's sake because you feel you need some carbs. You know, you got a little sugar booster. You eat the ice cream because you use it, the pleasures correctly. But you should have pleasure. The more simcha and pleasure a person has, the more he's able to serve Hashem. Hashem wants us to serve him b'simcha. He gives us things that make us b'simcha, that are pleasurable for us. You see that in all the avodah. We Hashem wants us to be involved in this world and taking pleasure. But that's not the goal. That's the means to the end. It's not the end. The end is the pleasure in Olam Haba. Very important to be aware of that and to be on top of that. The Dafka Yisurim Haim Elu Shemachidun Machshirin Oysele Yoyde V'Tachliso Anitzri. So it's Dafka Yisurim that prepares him for his ultimate destination. Ulecheinu Gam Meivin Sheyisurim Lozu Bilvat She'enu Ois Levichuk Mes Hashem. The first thing he understands is that when I'm in punishment, this is not pushing me. Hashem's not pushing me away. Hashem's not throwing me out. Adarab. El adarab. Haim ois lekirve miyuchedes va'ava tzum. When we have Yisurim, the first thing we think is, oh, yeah, I did something wrong. Hashem's punishing me. He doesn't want to be with me anymore. He's pushed me out. He's thrown me away. That's enough of the Yisurim. You have enough Yisurim. You don't have to make it unnecessary Yisurim. First of all, it's sheker. The second of all, no. If Hashem's giving a person Yisurim, that's what it says. If you don't have any Yisurim for 40 days, you should be worried because it means Hashem's forgotten about you. Snake Hashem says, yeah, go eat whatever you want, find whatever you want. You don't need me. No more Yisurim. You just got to live a good life. Chas v'chalila. A person has Yisurim, it means that's a loving, caring father, keeping him and taking care of him and looking after him. If you're a big athlete and you have a coach and he doesn't push you to your limits and he doesn't train you to the point where your body's screaming, then he's not a good coach. If the coaches give you everything that's comfortable and nice and, you know, no, or sleep late and don't work too hard or whatever, you'll never win the race. So the same, yeah, Kodesh Baruch Hu's peaking us and fine-tuning us and polishing us for Netzach, for a purpose. So the Yisurim is Adarab, it's a sibul for Kiruv. We need to know that it's Hashem drawing us very close. Kefishinema, v'yedat im levavcho. You should know deeply, deeply in your mind. Ki kashe yosa ish es b'noi, just like a father chastises his son. Why does a father chastise his son? Because he's a cruel tyrant? If he is, then we're not talking about, that's not a father. We're talking about a father who sits down and works out exactly what discipline, what chizuk, what punishment, whatever a child needs in order that he should be the best person that he can become. That's a pasuk in Chumash. It's not a chassidi shavot. It's a pasuk in Chumash. I think the Chumash is a choshuv a sefer. I think we can rely on it. It's a good book, no? So I had a Rebbe once, his father once took him to see Reb Chenskel Avramsky. I don't know if you knew Reb Chenskel Avramsky. I wasn't so excited to meet him, but made many stories about him. So his father was sitting talking and learning with Reb Chenskel. He was a little boy, he was 5, 6 or whatever. Anyway, so they were talking. So Reb Chenskel said to him, won't you please bring me the Rambam? Hilchus, whatever, I don't know, whatever. So he told me, he went over to the shelf, he took out a book and he gave it to Reb Chatzkel, and it happened to be a Chumash. He took out the wrong Sefer, he was a kid. So Chatzkel opened it and he said, oh, this is Echad HaChoshuv Sefer. This is also a very important book. And he gave him a whole discussion, this little kid gave him a whole discussion on how to learn Chumash and what a Choshuv Sefer was is. And he must have put something to his heart because this particular Rav that I had is one of the biggest mumchim in Chumash Rashi you'll ever know. I never met anybody that's such an unbelievable tfisa. We used to learn Gemara together. And I don't remember ever him learning Gemara or whatever, and he didn't bring a pratim from Chumash Rashi. He had a tisa. We used to say his Yetzer Hara is for Chumash Rashi. That was his, you know, he was just like, he is still, Boch Hashem, a big, big mumchim in Chumash Rashi. From that, you know, Reb Chatzkel tell him, oh, this is a very choshuv sefer and whatever. Made a big reshem on him. So yeah, so this is a pasuk in Chumash. V'yedata im lavavcha. You must know in the inner recesses of your mind. In the same way that a man chastises his son because he loves him and he cares for him and he wants what's best for him. And zekasheh, it's hard for a father to chastise him, but he does it even though it's hard for him. Like we mentioned the other day, that the Yisurim is in Hashem also. The Yisurim we're going through, Hashem's with us in those Yisurim. And he doesn't just leave us alone. So too, Hashem's chastising us. It's a loving father chastising a son. When a father calls a son in to chastise him, it's because he loves him, not because he's pushing him away. On the contrary, when it's done properly, the child will feel enormous warmth and love from the father's rebuke. You have to know how to rebuke. You have to know how to chastise. I'm not saying not. That's not the subject now. It has to be done with enormous love. The child has to feel the love of the rebuke. But from Hashem, for sure, we feel the love of the rebuke. Sipati Riel, Shri'ima, Shri Tichye, Yolda Arvim, Yeladim, Tachas HaKibush HaGermani. He mentioned before that his mother gave birth to four children in the under the German occupation. While we were running around, there were refugees. They were running all over the place. They were hiding out in all sorts of cracks and sleeping in the street and homeless. They were completely running away from the Nazis. I mean, trying to imagine this. Every time I say this over and every time I remember him, I heard this from him many times and brought down here many times, that how do you have four children when you're running away from the Nazis, homeless and persecuted and pursued, and you don't know what's going to be tomorrow? So you ask the Echasatim there. We were facing death every moment. You had any promise that you would be saved? What were you thinking? That's an unbelievable question, huh? So his mother, you know, it's a different kind of woman, they say. Yehudim anachn. Jews. Maminu We believe in Tchias HaMaisim. We have imuna in Tchias HaMaisim. Anu lo mafsidim yeladim. You don't lose a child. Yeled shelcha, yishelcha lenetzach. You bring a child into this world, he's yours forever. Rosh Edibanu. Kashi yudim makir esa emes, hu meivin ki kol chayev kan enu ela chonev ha'aksheru lechayim acheri nitzchim. When a person lives with this truth, he understands that our lives are eternal. So he understands that this world is just a preparation for the next world, for an eternal world. Only Hashem knows what's really good for us. If we would write the script of the world, I promise you no one would write it the way it is. You would have written Corona into the script if you were in charge? Never. You would have written Auschwitz into the script if you were in charge? Never. In fact, most of what Hashem does in the way he runs the world, we don't agree with. We would have written the script differently. If we were in charge, if Hashem would let us run the world, we'd run it very differently. Whoa, very differently. Just look at your tefillahs. Every tefillah is a disagreement with Hashem. No, we want Hashem to build Yerushalayim. Every day we're davening and crying and pleading, Bein Yerushalayim, Bein Yerushalayim. No, Hashem says, no, if it was up to me, Yerushalayim would be rebuilt already. By somebody that should be here, Mashiach would be here. No? Yeah, but do we know what's good for us? No. But Hashem knows what's good for us. Hashem knows exactly what's needed in order to prepare us for the ultimate existence. And therefore, he's makabel ba'ava, everything that Hashem places upon him, ויודו כי הכל נעשה למען טובותו, הנצחיס בכחו, הולך מתקרב לבוי לאים. מוירדיק. Imagine if you could live like this. Wow, it'd be unbelievable. But we can live like this. We start practicing. First, you have to get this into our, as it says, you have to get this into the v'yadata im levavcha, not in your heart. Your heart doesn't know anything. Levavcha means your mind, but the mind that impacts on your emotions. There's different parts of the mind. There's the seichel, there's the lev. The lev is that part of the mind that impacts on the way you behave. You have to get it deep into your kishkes that this is a loving father who's correcting a child, so the child will have a much better existence. Where in Tchias HaMesiv, that's why the imun in Tchias HaMesiv is more and more chashuv. To have betochen and to be makalim makabel yisurim ba'ava without a belief, without any imuna, belief's not a right word, without any imuna in Tchias HaMesiv, olam haba, whatever you want. I'm not going to do that now. But that there's an eternity, there's an existence that beyond this existence, which is the Iker reason why we're in this world. Without that imuna, it's not shaykh. It's not shaykh to start. So you need the first of the Yud Gimel Ikarim. First, you have to know that everything happening is coming from Hashem. And then you need to know that there's a Mason, there's an Olam Haba. And that's the ultimate goal, and that means that everything that's happening between those is for our good. So those are that's the avoider, and that's not an easy avoider. We know that. We know that this is that's what's so hard, and that's what's so important. And Metz Hashem, tomorrow we'll see. We'll get into the sugya from Sar Agra, the more the tzar, the more the reward. And since we don't see it lamaisa, you don't get a patch and somebody puts $1 million in your bank account. You know, you don't see that. Get a patch and you look in the bank account and there's a minus. What happened? I'm supposed to, because it's not yet. It's there. It's hidden. It's not yet. It's not in this world. So that's the avoidance. That's where the imuna kicks in. So Metz Hashem, this is helpful. And but it's not helpful if you just read it once and go away and say, wow, that was amazing. You know, and you got to tell 50 people, so you don't have it in your head anymore. Take the hot potato, pass it to the next guy. That's not useful. You have to find time. Other times, settle down, you have to find time to think, meditate a little bit. On this, you could have that everything that's happening is there's a payday. There's a payday. Like the guy mentioned on the aeroplane, he was on his way to Australia to get the $50 million lottery. If he's sitting in the toilet the whole way there, doesn't matter if it's uncomfortable and painful, because he knows it's Shaveh. Every minute on the plane, every pain and suffering and difficulty on the aeroplane to go pick up his lottery in Australia is a Shaveh, because there's a payday. We like that guy. There's a payday. Hashem knows what's going on. He knows what's best for us. We don't. And we know there's a payday. If Hashem promises something, he's gonna deliver. So that's the chizuk, and that's what keeps us going through all our yisurim. But specifically now, these are very difficult times, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have rachamim on us, and we should see Yeshua Gedoila. But in the meantime, we should understand this is all the Tovah Teinu. Have a wonderful day.
Rabbi as well.
All the best.
Thank you, Rav Shea. I brought a friend of mine to join us from LA, Harry Shalom. He might not be able to speak because it's late there and he's got his kids. He's trying to get to sleep, but I told him he should jump on to listen to the
Shalom on his iPhone, but it's 12 o'clock at night in LA, so
that's right.
Very nice, very nice. If you see my good friend Hanan Gordon, if you see him, give him my warm regards, please. The Seder Gomo. Okay, boys, have a good day. And let's Hashem, we'll thank you, Yosef, for bringing along your friend.
And let's Hashem,
we'll meet again tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem, from our little isolation chamber. And let's Hashem, we'll be here as long as the Kodesh Baruch Hu says I have to be here. So.
I wanted to ask the Rav. Does the Rav have a minute? I want to be able to call him at some point to speak.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think the best time. I'll give Shia the whole morning. Sometime after 12:30.
Leonida. Okay. So I have something in my head about something, and I just want an answer from the Rav.
Best thing to do is if you phone and I don't answer, just leave a message. I'll get back to you. Okay.
Thank you, Ralph.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.